Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Your boys Breezy and Mike are back, and this time it is Mock Draft 3.0. Wayne.
Yo.
You playing the GM today. You ready?
Let's get it in, baby.
Let's do it.
What's good? Mike already did the intro, so, you know, he's supposed to kind of set y'all up with something. Instead, he introed and set y'all up with something. So, Mike, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, listen, it's a beautiful day. I'm
kind of gray today, but I'm glad you said it was beautiful. See,
these are my favorite kind of days. I love it when it's rainy and, you know, rain, precipitation, I like. I like rain. I like snow. It'd be my joints, man.
Yeah, snow's cool. Snow's cool. Rain is a pain in the behind, but snow's cool. Snow's cool. What's going on, everybody? Shout out to the crew out there. I see y'all out there, man. Everybody in the building. You know, it's Mock Draft Monday. We're not going to waste too much time. We're going to get right into it because 30 minutes goes by really quickly, and we definitely want to get into this. Now, we're going to use a different mock draft simulator on today, so I want you guys to get yourselves familiar with Walk the Mock. All right, go to www.walkthemock.com. I currently represent the San Francisco 49ers every year with walkthemock.com. And drafting, you could check out who I chose. I could just tell you it was Chop Robinson. A lot of the faithful were like, well, who else was available? And then he's not good. And he's Drake Jackson. I'm like, y'all just don't watch football. But okay, no problem.
He said he's Drake Jackson?
Yeah, which I think that's kind of messed up because we don't even know who Drake Jackson is as of yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he gets the opportunities, he kind of performs really well. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he's definitely different than Drake Jackson. They have totally different body makeups. One is speed, but they both have pass rushing skills. I think Drake Jackson's a little bit better against the run, but he struggles against the run as well. So not Drake Jackson. Chop Robinson's a different type of athletic freak. I'll tell you that right now. But Mike, what's good, man?
I wanted to ask you a question. I know we're about to jump into this. I know you're getting everything loaded up and all, but my question to you is, do we care about like everything Niners related, in particular, like the bonuses that were assigned to play? Like, do we care too much about the money in the cap space as fans?
I don't care about the cap space, but I think fans care, which I don't get because it's not even, it's funny money. It's at the end of the day, like, the cap number says one thing, and the Niners can find a way to manipulate it. So if you want to put out there that the San Francisco 49ers gave out a couple of those bonuses you want to talk about with Brock Purdy and D'Amador Lenore, let's do it.
Oh, no, I don't.
Shout out to the 49er faithful over there in UK, too. I didn't get a chance to do it on the last episode.
All right. I mean, I'm good. I'm ready. I'm all ready to rock and roll over here. You got me hyped. This is going to be a fun episode. I'm going to make a lot of y'all angry when we do this draft because Wayne is going to be the guy to pull the trigger, even though I'm going to be picking the player. So he's going to make it official. He's going to tell me where to go, and I'm going to pick the prospect for better or worse. This is going to be my opinion, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see how angry I make people.
Who cares? Make them angry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is how Mike would draft with the position that I'm picking. So I kind of like this. We did this earlier. This is how we started our mock draft segments. Mike, it's less than, what is today? Today's the first.
It's 25
days to the draft. Is that what it is going on? That's what we're doing right now?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, so after I get this out the way, then we can start with the trades and stuff. Like, then we can start really mixing it up and seeing.
I don't think there's gonna be too much trading. I do think that the 49ers move up in the second or maybe third round, depending on who falls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready? So this is walkthemock.com. And as you can see, man, you could do real-time draft with other users. And then there's the vanilla draft. That's what we're going to do today. There's trading places where you could do, like, you make your trades. And then the purest draft, you can decide which trades are fair. And then we can set it up to where we can get 32 general managers. And we could do an online mock draft. Like, it's kind of pretty daggone cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's pretty cool. All right.
And
so
is Walk the Mock?
This is walkthemock.com. Now, the promo code is in the description of my show on my channel, so you can check it out. Breezy49, bada boom, bada bing. You save 20% on your membership, and it gives you, like, it's almost like the draft network. You get the prospects. You can get all the information you need about the prospect. And I actually like how this is set up. It's kind of set up like a real draft. All right, so we're going to go vanilla draft. We're not going to do much trading. We're going to pick our team, which is the San Francisco 49ers, and we'll go to default ranking and go straight to the draft room. All right, so Mike, we're going to start this draft, all right? And we're going to be picking at 31. And I need you to address the offensive line.
This is a lot. I mean, but we got to see who falls to us, no? I mean, you could tell me.
No, you told me which position to pick. You said I get to pick the position. So I'm telling you, I want you to address the offensive line.
No matter what.
Now you get to pick the player. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, we're not going to.
No,
what if a top five quarterback or a top three quarterback is sitting there?
No, you said I get to pick the position. See how you always trying to change up the room? You said I get to pick the position, and I'm picking the position. Mike, I need you to address the offensive line here.
All right, who's available at tackle for me, man?
Troy Fontanu is available. Fontanu is available. Offensive tackle out of Washington. Really good prospect. Curious to see what you think. And Jackson Powers Johnson is available. Like, I may have Jackson Powers Johnson ranked ahead of Troy for me, but, you know, that's a center. We're talking tackle. Kind of comes down to you, Mike.
Yeah, I don't want Fontanu. He's a left side player. I think we need to get somebody who's going to play on the right side. I'm not really looking for Trent's replacement yet. What about guards and centers? Who is available there?
Well, I just told you Jackson Powers Johnson was available. He's the best center in this draft. So there's your center. As far as guards, we can go interior. You got your boy Zach Frazier, Cooper Beebe, Christian Haynes, Cedric Van Pran is a center. Dominic Puny is a guard. Christian Mahogany is a guard. Mason McCormick can play guard and center. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then let's do this. We're going to address the interior of the offensive line right now instead of bringing in our guy on the edge. You said Jackson Powers Johnson is there, the Oregon center?
Yeah, he's there.
I think he should be the guy.
Really? Over Troy? Okay, here we go. All right, with the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Jackson Powers Johnson, center. I've never seen the Niners draft a center, but hey, this is a different kid. He's lingering down there. I'm not mad at it. I'm not even going stunt. I'm not mad at it. You know, I probably would have went with Troy and got the tackle, but you might feel we can get a tackle, and there's a tackle you may like a little bit later. So I'm for it. I'm about that life, Mike.
But what are we going to do with Troy? He's a left side player. So now what? We're telling Trent,
I mean, he still can play on the right side. I mean, he comes in. I don't think anybody that the 49ers draft is starting week one. I don't care who it is. they're not starting week one. They're probably not even playing year one. This is all about next year. Like
I don't like moving to people. I don't like that experiment. I learned from Mike McGlinchey. It didn't sit right with me. Guys on the side. The left to right thing. It's just weird.
Oh. I got you. I didn't understand what you were saying. I got you. 1,400%. Yeah, no, I get it. But this is this is what they do. This is what the Niners do. They, you know, they feel like if you can play tackle. You can play on whichever side. And this might not be for the right side. They already got their right tackle. So you keep thinking that the Niners don't have a right tackle. People out there feel like the Niners don't have a right tackle, and they just extended the right tackle. Next pick, Mike, I want you to address. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not saying all we right. can't get a better guy, but I'm just saying. They extended Colt McKivitz for a reason. This is about 2025. I'm just keeping it in the buck. And Trent may retire, and now you got your left tackle replacement. Just saying. But I love the Jackson Powers Johnson's pick. I'm not going to frame my favorite offensive lineman in this draft. It's not even going to stunt. Like, he's my guy. It's the kid. I met this kid. Love this kid. Mike, let's go. Let's check out and see who's available, best player available. I don't think we should address running back. I don't think we should address tight end right here. But I would like to beef up more on the defensive front, whether you go edge, whether you go interior. And I also would like to see if there's a cornerback that's available that fits right, like the Max Melton at 63, Chris Abrams Drain. Like, these are guys I would definitely look. I think you should go cornerback here.
So corner, not lineman.
Well, let's look at the linemen. As far as the linemen,
tell me what edge guys are available. If I'll check the edges. A guy like Verse, if Verse is there from Florida State,
Right now, I don't think the value of the edge is screaming draft the edge in the second round for the players that are available.
Chop Robinson, they're not there.
Now, they're all gone right now. You're at Jonas Ellis from Utah, Gabriel Murphy from UCLA, Muhammad Kamara. And so on. So, like, I think edge, we missed out on the top edge guys.
I mean, Jonas Ellis is no slouch.
For the second round, I think you missed out on your top edge guys for the second round. I think you can get a different player from a different position. I would look at wide receiver, corner, see if you can get one of those guys. Malachi Corley's there.
Well, you let me know which position you want me to look at. So
let's see. I think you should go either wide receiver or corner. I would go corner here.
Okay. So if you're looking at DBs, who's available?
You got Max Melton.
Hoping that we get
Chris Abrams Drain out of Missouri. Let me get this edge off here. Cam Hart is available.
Kool-Aid is gone already. McKinstry's already gone from Alabama.
McKinstry's gone.
DeJohn.
Gone. We got some breaking news. Brock Wright has officially signed with the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers just signed their tight end 2 to the roster.
Okay.
Per Adam Schefter.
There you go. Max Melton.
Is that the New Jersey kid?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't know what was taking you so long, but yeah, like, this is the kid.
Is he there? He's there? I was
you can't see it. Yes, I'm sorry. No. Yeah. He's the top cornerback available right now. He's projected to go around. He's the number 68th player ranked from Walk the Mock.
He's just sitting right there, like, in my face.
I feel like this is a no-brainer.
I was trying to do this based off of my little bit of homework. I was trying to prepare for it, so I got my list, and I was looking at my guys. So that's why I was asking for names that were obviously gone. My bad. Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
Boom.
Let's go, Jersey.
There it is. Jersey. 63rd pick, guys. Max Melton is a 49er. Like that pick. All right. So, Mike, I feel like the 49ers, I feel like you've addressed two areas that I think that the Niners can they need more depth at, and this is kind of like for the future. And I really like what you did with I thought it was really wise in addressing cornerback position early. I think you want to get one of those top guys you can get that can come in. And so Max Melton, in my opinion, is a guy that could kind of like replenish your Diamandre Lenore or your Traverius Mooney Ward. It's an outside guy, very athletic. So I like that pick because these are the two players I just named will be free agents next year. I just want to put that out there. As well as, if I'm not mistaken, Jake Brendel. So I'm glad you addressed the center position as well. Mm-hmm. I think you're on the money. Mm-hmm. Plus, Jackson Powers Johnson can slide in and play guard right now. So you got a good pick. Let's go to next. Let's see who's best available as far as all. Mike, I think this in the third round, you got one pick in the third round. I think you should look at taking the best wide receiver or the best defensive lineman, edge type of a guy. That's
okay,
me.
Okay, so tell me if Ellis is still there.
All right, so let's go edge. And Ellis is gone.
Is Isaac gone by any chance? Isaac, Adissa Isaac from Penn
State?
Yeah,
from Penn State, gone.
That means
he went in the second round to the Eagles, and Ellis went in round three to the Lions.
All right, so those are the edge guys. I mean, you could tell me who's left on the edge, but I'm going to also start turning my page to my tackles.
I like Kamara out of Colorado State, Javon Solomon out of Troy. He's 249, 6'2", had 55 tackles, 16 sacks, bro. Good God. I know the Niners met with him as well as Nelson Caesar. I really liked what I saw out of Jalix Hunt from the combine, but he's probably going to get pushed down a little bit. Those are your edge guys, bro.
Okay, yeah.
As far as interior,
I like right now, yeah, I like let's look at these tackles.
Okay, so I'm not a big fan of Dwayne Carter. Mekhi Wingo would be your typical rough run stuffing type of a defensive tackle. McKinley Jackson is probably my favorite out of these guys. Not very high in the sack numbers, but definitely will be big 325 nose ish tackle ish type in a 4-3 play over that. You know, I like him.
There's a guy, and it might be biased, but his name is Michael, and he also plays for Ohio State. It's
Michael Hall Jr. He's gone.
Okay. Damn. All right. All right. What about Tavondre Sweat or Sweat?
Sweat is gone.
He is gone. Not liking this, Wayne. My man from Alabama or Braden Fisk? Either one of them available?
Frisk is gone. And who are you talking about from Alabama?
Alabama is going to be the guy. Justin, I wanted you to say the name.
Bogey. He is available.
He is.
63 tackles, 7 sacks, a pass deflection. He's 292. He's 6'5".
He's strong and tough, but you know,
and he can play. He can
40 yards.
Yeah, he's had some outside edge reps as well, but he's a big guy.
Look good at Senior Bowl week. I mean, I like him. If we're gonna stick with the interior line, that's where I'm going. Now, if there's another position you want me to look on, let me know and I'll look really quick. But that would be my pick for the interior lineman.
Okay, so we can try to come back to him and see if he's available. Let's go look at the linebacker in round three or wide receiver in round three. Did we pick a wide receiver? No. So I'll go wide receiver here. I think you get a better value. You got Brandon Rice. You got Javon Baker. You got Johnny Wilson Jr. Let's go wide receiver in round three.
Okay. So if we go on wide receiver in round three, now we're talking about top seven, top eight guys, right? You're getting in that range there. You might luckily be able to find a top 10 guy. Keon Coleman's gone already, I'm assuming, right?
Coleman's gone, dog.
And McConkey is gone. Oh, man. See, I want a guy with size. That's my issue with the wide. I want something
different. Well, if you want a guy with size, then Johnny Wilson's the guy. He's 6'7", and his wingspan's like 89 inches, bro. Like, the dude has a crazy wingspan, bro.
Right, but would the Niners do that? Like, see, I want that. Let me be clear. I'm with
you. The biggest receiver they got right now is Juwan Jennings, and he's what, 6'4"?
6'4", yeah.
I don't know if that's what the Niners would do, but I can get if that's why you, I get if that's what you want to do.
Oh man. This is our fourth round, third round. Where are we at? This is our fourth round pick, right?
This is our third round pick. We only get one third round pick. My favorite, if I had to pick a wide receiver out of this group, it would be Javon Baker and then Brandon Rice and then and Johnny Wilson in that order. If I'm picking right now.
I think it's early for Brandon Rice. I think it's early.
I'm a huge Javon Baker fan.
All right.
Miss Cynthia said Jerry Rice would stop coming to games. Good. Good.
Laid out like that. Go ahead. Take Baker.
No, I want you to take who you want.
Because I got him later. I think he's like a 5-6 round type.
You got Javon Baker as a 5th round pick?
Yeah, man.
I'm just curious to know why you have him so low. That's a day 3 guy.
I know. I don't see the route running, and like he's got some good stats. He makes some catches and he averages 20 yards a carry, but I mean a 20 yards a pop, but it's like I gotta watch him, and I don't see it. I don't know. Maybe it's competition, Central Florida. I don't know. I would take Rice over him, but I think it's high for both of them.
Mm. Okay. Pick who you want. I mean, you don't have to go wide receiver here. You can wait. We can go look at safeties.
Well, that's not you picking the position. You want wide receiver. So let's go ahead and get Rice. Where do they have him ranked on this site?
I mean, they have him ranked 98. So,
and what pick is this?
94. I don't care. 94.
Yeah, I don't care. So you could do it. It's fine. All right. He's bigger. Rice. He's bigger than Baker, not by much, but
I rather would have went Baker. But all right, we got Brandon Rice. There it is, with the 94th pick. Now we're in round 4. We got 3 of them things. We are on the clock. Round 4. All right, so this is what we did. We got we still haven't gone tackle. And so they gone. Now we got to get a prospect. Like somebody that could come in. There's a couple of guys I like that are ranked.
Offensive tackle you talking about?
Yeah. Like I like Garrett Greenfield out of South Dakota State. I also like Walter Ross out of Oklahoma. And Frank Crum out of Wyoming. These are some guys that I think you could come in that can learn, you know, underneath. If you want to go interior again.
Is there a guy named Dominic Puny available?
I think Puny is gone. But if you like Puny, Mason McCormick is staring us right in the face.
Yeah.
And he can play multiple positions on that offensive line, mainly guard, center as well.
That's why I like Puny. Yeah. Puny can play both left and right tackle. I'm looking for some diversity if we're getting down this far into the line. You said McCormick is there?
Mm-hmm. I like both of them, Oscar. I can't even front. I'll take Greenfield and McCormick, bro. There's something about them guys, man. Them South Dakota guys, state guys. Who do you want to go linebacker? Should we go linebacker here? It's the 4th round. We got 3 picks in the 4th. I feel like you can address linebacker. You can address O-line. Yeah.
Let's look for someone that may be playing sooner rather than later. Let's just see what's available at the linebacker position. Let's see what's available.
So Trevin Wallace is there out of Kentucky. You can see at 80 tackles, 5.5 sacks, interception, forced fumble. Curtis Jacobs is available out of Penn State. Like these are some guys I like. I like Jacobs. I like Trevin Wallace. The Niners got a 30-visit with him.
And there's no way Watson.
I like Michael Barrett from Michigan. Available. Who?
Watson or Colson. Neither one of them are available, right? Mississippi State and Nathaniel Watson.
Nathaniel Watson, I believe, is available. Yeah, he's available. He's ranked 198. He had 10 sacks. Yeah. Sounds like he's a blitzing linebacker. 10 sacks, interception, 2 PDs, 2 forced fumbles, 137 tackles.
This guy is going to be the next Micah Parsons.
Okay.
I know we're not looking for that because that's outside linebacker. He plays both, though. What about Colson Jr.?
Colson Jr.
This is a guy. This is a baby Greenlaw here. Really good against the run. Big physical linebacker.
What school is that?
Michigan.
Oh yeah, he gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, the only Michigan linebacker available is Michael Barrett, the older linebacker.
All right. So who'd you say were the top ones on the board left?
For me, it's Trevin Wallace. I like Curtis Jacobs. And I like your guy, Nathaniel Watson, out of Mississippi. I also like Jordan McGee and Michael Barrett, but those are later guys.
Right. All right, let's go with let me pull your screen up here so I can see it better.
As far as the best players available, obviously you can get some running backs. You can get free safety out of Texas Tech. Go different cornerback. I wouldn't be mad if you went with one of them old linemen, though, like the Mason McCormicks. Like
McCormick, I mean, if we pick in a position, I'm going to pick a name. If we're going to go with the list that you got here, McCormick was probably the best one that would be for the Niners.
Like, I wouldn't mind if you got another interior guy. I know we didn't get us a tackle, but I think you can get both of these dudes.
So do it. Let's get McCormick here.
I like Mason McCormick. That's a solid pick. That's a solid pick. That's a solid pick, man. That's a solid. People don't know who he is, but I can tell you right now, that's a solid pick for the Niners right there. We got
Go
ahead, we're still in the fourth round. We got two picks to go in the fourth. Almost back to back. We got us a corner. We got two interior. We haven't addressed the defensive front yet, Mike.
I know. And you got your man pulling his hair out right now.
I like your boy. Your boy Justin is available from Alabama.
He is there? Let me see.
He's there.
I think we should get him. And I don't think we should hesitate. I think we should run and put that.
They got Miles Cole.
Miles Cole still there.
I know. He's kind of speedy, but they got him at 280. I have him as an outside guy, but okay. So
let's get Justin.
I like Justin. I like let's that pick. Justin. And we're back on the clock. We're going to cap off this fourth round really quick. So far we've addressed the interior on the offensive line. We got us a corner. We got us a wide receiver. And now we got us a defensive interior dude, all right? So that's what we've done so far. With the 49ers, we can go tight end.
Are there any quarterbacks available?
Quarterbacks. Jordan Travis is available. Asking. Jordan Travis, Joe Milton, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary, Tagovailoa. Those are some of the quarterbacks that are available.
Blah. All right. So tight ends. Let's talk tight ends, man. This is a weird year for tight ends. Is Penn State's guy Theo Johnson still there?
Theo Johnson is gone. He's probably one of the most athletic tight ends that you have here. But if you're looking to go athleticism, Jaheim Bell is still available from Florida State.
I love Bell. Is Sanat there?
Is one of my favorite. My favorite tight ends in this draft is Ben Sanat from Kansas State and Jarrett Wiley from TCU. I don't know why I like Jarrett Wiley so much, but it's because he's 6'7" and he's a blocking catching machine. He's like a baby Gronk.
He does a little bit of everything, right?
But he does it well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. He does it very well.
I'm not going to lie. I really like the Jaheim Bell. I just wish he was taller, man. Like, he's only 6'2". I want more size from the tight end position. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with that. So, in my opinion, it'd be Eric All. I like AJ Barner, but his production was always going to be low in that Michigan group, but he's a great blocking tight end. They ran the ball all the damn time. So, and Eric All, he blocks pretty well. He came out of Michigan and saw that the play was going to decline, entered the transfer portal, ended up in Iowa, got injured in Iowa. But Jarrett Wiley is the one that's just screaming for me. You may be able to get him in the fifth round. We may be able to get one of these tight ends in round five.
Right. You can probably get him later, but this is going to be a guy that the Niners fall in love with from their working with him at the Senior Bowl.
And it's going to be, you know what's going to suck? Because you look at Cameron Latou, you look at Braden Willis, you'd be like, dang, I missed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you, that's just the way it is.
I think we should get Wiley. I think if we don't get Wiley, we should get Bell. I like Bell. I think Bell's a better all-around guy, but I also love the size. I wouldn't be mad with either one of these guys. I think Wiley will be available later. I don't know how they have him ranked on here. Who do they have ranked higher, Bell or Wiley?
Bell is ranked higher.
Yeah, see, I would get Bell and then maybe even double back and get Wiley later.
I don't think they take two tight ends in this draft.
I think that the Niners, well, they did two last year, so you might be right. How tall is the guy we got last year?
I don't remember.
Not Latu. What's his name?
He's probably 6'4". But he reminds me of Jaheim Bell. Like I feel like Braden Willis and Jaheim Bell are the same player. You get the ball in their hands.
Not Willis, the one that we buried on IR. Oh my God, what is his name?
Cameron Latu is the one they put on IR.
Latu. That's what I'm thinking about. I want to know how big he is.
If I'm drafting the tight end, it's gotta be Jarrett Wiley. He's going to be my mock draft tight end for the rest of my mock drafts. I'm not looking at no other tight end. Him or Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State.
All right. Well, if we're going to play for Wiley, we got to get him later.
Okay.
We got to get him later then.
All right. So which position do you – okay, so I get to pick the position. So we got wide receiver, interior. I'm going to go back to the tackles.
Offensive tackles?
Yeah, like I know it might be a reach, but can we just get my boy Garrett Greenfield, man? Probably one of the most athletic tackles here, 6'6", 305. He does things really well.
This is the fourth round we're in now. You said Puni was gone already.
I'm either drafting the tight end here and trying to get Greenfield in round five.
Is Levinston available from Kansas State?
Yes.
I like Levinston, and there's a guy named Isaiah Adams from Illinois.
I don't like Isaiah Adams.
He's a right tackle. He's predominantly a right tackle.
No, I know, and he wasn't good, but okay.
So, let me see here. What do they have KT Levinston looking like on here?
I'm senior, 330, 6'5".
I like him.
Oh, they give you these mock draftable charts too. So like this is the comparisons for him, Jamon Brown, Javian Cohen, Kevin Berry. He was drafted to the Cardinals in 02. Cohen went to was a guard drafted to the Dolphins in 2020. Well, it couldn't have been 2024 unless it was last year.
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah. Are these all
this is who
these are college team. College guys that they compare to. Okay, that's a cool little thing. Let's get Levinston. Come on, let's do it.
Over the guy I like? Okay. Say less.
Come on.
Boom.
We got it. All right, we got what? Four more picks?
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't. And look, he gone. I knew he was going to be gone. Should have went Greenfield.
Well, we started the run.
Yeah, well, we should have took Greenfield, but it's all good.
Let's see if the tight end is there now.
He went to the Rams. I swear that the teams that are the ones that are in our division get all the players that I feel like we should get. I swear. He went to the Rams.
You know what's funny? When we were looking at wide receivers, he's short, but that wide receiver, Anaya Smith, click his. No, right. Yep, click him. Oh, they don't let you click him? You can't see nothing about him?
Nah.
Oh, that's crazy. He's small, but man, I like that guy.
Yeah. I think it replaces one of the guys they let go. All right. Well,
let's go back to the tight ends.
Let's go back to tight ends. All right. Jarrett Wiley's still there. I think this is where you snag him.
Yeah, just go ahead and grab him. We gotta get one of these big guys in here. Oh, Brevin.
And Walter Rouse went to the Chiefs. I told you that the ones that I say I want, look where they end up on the teams. The team. Can't make this stuff up, bro. Can't make it up. Rouse to the Chiefs.
Right. Did we do do you think the Niners still going to draft a quarterback?
No, absolutely not.
They're going to go into camp with four. We know that, but
but they're not going to draft it. They're not going to waste the draft pick on the quarterback.
All right. So have we addressed the safety position yet?
Let's go to free safety. Let's see who's available. Let's go to strong safety. Let's see who's available. You got Jalen Carlees out of Missouri, 6'3", 64 tackles. I like him. Strong safety. Kenny Logan Jr. out of Kansas. You know how I feel about my boy Trey Taylor.
Oladipo.
I think that's kind of it. It's kind of it for the safety.
Let's go with Carlees. I like him. I like Carlees.
Carlees is a good pick. That's a solid pick.
He moves well for a guy who's 6'3", 220 plus. And he can move if you need him to in a pinch. You know what he can do?
What?
Play linebacker.
For sure.
So the Niners are going to love a guy like this, especially if they're talking about moving on from somebody. I ain't going to say no names, but this is a really, really good pick right here. I like this young man. Interesting. He's a really good guy.
All right. So, Mike, this is what we got. We got two interiors. The offensive line we've invested the most in. All right. So you got your center, you got another guard, and you got a tackle. Okay. Now, defense, we still haven't addressed the edge. And I think this is a round where you can kind of get like a specialty type of edge rusher, right? So like not the best, but somebody that's good at something, a one trick kind of like Pony. Are you looking for high production in sacks? Are you looking for somebody that can kind of give you somewhat of a balance and stopping that run? That's going to be the question, but I would like for you to take an edge rusher right here.
All right. So if we're looking at edge, I think what we have to be thinking about right now is not production, but more about motor. I want somebody with a nasty story who's going up against all odds. You know what I'm saying? I want a guy. See, I don't know what's on your screen there, so I'm pulling up my stuff here. There's a guy named Javon Solomon from Troy.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone? Okay. All right. What about, you would have to give me more thoughts on him, but Jalen Harrell.
So I like Jalen Harrell. This is a guy that finds himself in the backfield a lot. He's, mm-hmm. you know, great tackler, doesn't have high production as far as sacks, but playing on a line, finished the season with 6.5 sacks. He's 6'4", 242 pounds. He's kind of tallish, can get the hands up, got a pass deflection, 2 forced fumbles. This guy finds the ball. Like, that's what you want. Like, that's why I said, like, you're not going to get an overall stud, but you're going to get a guy that's really good at something. And he's good at finding the ball. So he's good at setting the edge. Right. And not allowing those running backs to get outside. He's good at finding the ball if it's cut to the inside. And he finds a way to make a play. He played on a top-tier defensive line and still found ways to stand out. So I like Jalen Harrell. And I know he's a Michigan guy, but there's right. reasons why I think he would fit well here.
Before we pick either one of these, do you think either of the Murphy brothers are available? There's Gabriel and Gason. Grayson?
Grayson. So they're gone.
Yeah. They're both going.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like both of them. I think Gabriel is the one I like the most.
There's no chance Austin Booker's still out there, right?
Booker's gone,
though. From Kansas, he should have been gone. Okay. All right. I think we go with your guy here, man.
All right. So we go with Jalen Harrell, edge out of Michigan. I think that's a solid pick.
Michigan's going to have a couple guys that go in this draft, too.
They just are. Like, Braden McGregor went before him. And he had better production than Braden McGregor, but Braden McGregor might have different traits that certain teams are looking for. So it comes. This is why the draft is more difficult than you think, because you're looking for guys that fit. You're not just looking for guys like you're looking for guys that fit specific needs, and that's where the Niners are. Like that's
similar. Like their size and everything. It's so weird. Like,
but they play
like
different.
An inch apart, and they're like 3 pounds. Right.
It's so funny. They play different, bro. They play different. And sometimes McGregor could slide to the inside. Barrett is the linebacker. Yeah.
He's going to be a smaller guy. Yeah. He's going to play linebacker. Yeah.
And he's gone. We didn't address the linebacker.
I was going to say, linebacker is where we got to go now.
Yeah. I would go linebacker. Wide receiver. Again. I just want to look at the running backs. Because I want to see who's not getting drafted, because that will let me know that the Niners can get a guy not drafted.
We got to see who's available at the running back position, though, because if we got one of our guys who were top 10, you might have to go out there and get him. You know what I mean?
Well, if there's more than one of those guys that are in your top 10, you can wait. That's what I'm saying.
So I'll tell you the names because you can see your list over there, right?
Okay.
So Shipley, Johnson.
Shipley's gone.
I should have said more than just Johnson, right? Because that's going to be Dylan Johnson. Bucky Irving.
Gone.
Audric Estime.
Gone. We ain't Braylon getting Allen. Dudes, man.
Okay. All right. So then, so Jalen Wright, if they all gone, then it's cool.
Yeah. They're all gone.
If they're all gone. Okay, cool. So then, yeah. So it's safe to play the free agency pool type of thing, right?
Right.
And there's and, no and you might more be, wide
it might be the same way.
Gone.
It might be the same with the linebackers. Because I thought we took your guy. We didn't take him.
We didn't get Baby Dre.
Nah, you didn't take him.
Oh shit! I'm gonna regret that later.
All right, so here's who available. Tatum, Bethune, Jontre Hunter, Steel Chambers out of Ohio State. He's a senior, 232, 6'1", 83 tackles, interception PD. Let's see who they have him as far as his numbers. This is what he did, man. 73 and 5/8 wingspan. He's decent, right? 3'7", 713. I mean, you're asking for, you know.
We're in the fifth round?
We're in the seventh round, Mike.
Oh, where Jesus in heaven.
Dallas right, what are the names? Out of Toledo might be a good guy.
To Jeremiah, where did Jeremiah try to go? Junior.
I don't know where he's going.
Junior. I can tell you that. He long gone?
Yeah.
All right. There's this guy with a name I can't say, but he played at Washington.
Go on.
He's good. You know what I'm talking about? The Edufan Olufoshio.
Go on. Edufan Olufoshio. Yeah, he's gone. That's one of my favorite prospects.
Aaron Casey.
Aaron Casey is available out of Indiana. 109 Aaron tackles, 6'2", 109 tackles, 6.5 sacks, 3 pass deflections. Let's do it.
All right. Boom. Let's get him. This is a guy all motor, doesn't have a bunch of speed, but he is a hustler to his core.
He ran a 4.7. God. He ain't going to be able to cover. I can tell you that.
No. That's what I said. His limitations are going to be speed, but man, he is a smart guy.
What about
guy.
Jackson Mitchell out of UConn? Like, I think he had a better. Oh, I drafted Jackson Mitchell. My fault.
That's all right.
I was trying to click on the stupid mock draftable thing so we could check out his chart, and I clicked on the draft button.
That's okay. So would you say his name was Jackson Mitchell?
Jackson Mitchell out of UConn. UConn got a couple of players. I don't want people to like don't sleep on UConn just because it's UConn. Like they got some players.
Is he an outside linebacker or inside? Jackson Mitchell. Let me find him on my little book here.
That's a good mock, man. I can't wait to for us to break these players down and see how well they'll fit, if we hit or miss, or whatever. But let us know in the comment section for those that are listening to watching this a little bit later. Let us know on some of these picks, where did we hit? Which rounds did we hit? I think Mike did a great job in addressing the players. He got really good players, for the positions that he addressed. And don't forget to check out Walk the Mock. Let me know what you think about their simulators. A little different. Definitely set up more like a regular draft. Draft room, at least.
Results, man.
But you had me sold on Jackson Power Johnson. I ain't even going to stunt. I mean, people not going to like it. But look what you got. Your first three picks will potentially have impact year one.
Right.
First three picks. Year one impact. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. First three picks, year one impact. I'm not draft. Like I said, the Niners are going to draft players, and they're not going to necessarily have a big old impact. But you went, if Jackson Powers Johnson is available, this mofo Lojo showdown around town is going to have an impact because he could either start at guard or center. So if you don't trust him to play center and he comes out and has a monstrous camp and he's right. putting your guards on blast, you just got a starting guard that could kick the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get Max Melton. And so now you just solidify, all right, I know we got Yotam in unfree agency. He's an outside guy. But Max Melton ain't going nowhere. And at the end of the day, now you got yourself another outside dude. If this dude show up and show out, there's a possibility we don't see some of these 49ers next year that are free agents.
Now, all of a sudden, Demo and that.
They
got to
put up or shut up, dog.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
dig?
Sir.
You dig?
Mm-hmm.
I like it, man.
I can't wait to break these guys down, man. I really, really can't. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And so I look forward to your breakdowns, Mike. I think that's how we'll move forward with the show on Fridays. You get to do the breakdowns. You're really good at it, and I'll facilitate it.
I'm going to take a picture of this so I could see.
I just sent it to you, Mike. You don't even have to take a picture. It's in your messages.
Put the phone down. Cool.
I'm trying to find out where what's the name went, so don't mind me. If you still see me scrolling, I'm looking for our boy Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and see where he went. But he's going to be a top five linebacker. He went in the third. He went in the third round to the Cleveland Browns. That's cheating. That's cheating.
That's funny.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad at that. It's going to be so interesting to see how the draft really comes together. I can't wait for people to see some of these names that they think are going in the top three rounds and they go six to seven. Like, I just, the shock, not that I want anybody to fall, but you can only get picked one time, right? So it's just, I just can't wait for people to be like, oh my goodness, I didn't think that was going to happen. That's crazy. That's crazy. We'll see. We will see. We will see. We will see. Wayne, man, I think we ran a little bit over time here, but we had a good time doing it. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Great mock draft, Mike. I can't wait. Look forward to the breakdown on Friday and look forward to mock draft 4.0 on next Monday.
All right. We live all the time. Just kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy. I'm Mike, and this is the BAM Show. Peace.